This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, coming to you live on Web Radio Network. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. This is Mercedes Lucky Benedict, and I am here by myself tonight, and I really am excited about the plans I have for tonight's show. I do post everything pretty much on Facebook and sometimes on my YouTube channel about what I'm doing and who's going to be on the show. And I'll tell you a little story. So last night, I couldn't go to sleep last night. And I kept getting a message. And I was like, oh, I just want to go to sleep, but I couldn't. So what I did was I just stayed up and I did like some prayer and I did some listening and I got and received that I'm supposed to do this special show today. So I don't know if that actually means for somebody out there that's listening or somebody that might need what is going to happen today. But this is going to be a special show, and I'm looking out my window right now and there's a huge storm. So we're going against the odds probably here. But this show is going to be something about, I will be doing a meditation, a special meditation in this program tonight. And I will also be asking, not asking, but answering. I have four questions that came in for me to answer. And so that is what the show will be about tonight. A little bit of background is that I actually am a pain release specialist. I am a Ho'oponopono practitioner. I am a person that works with remote view healing. So I've been doing all of these things for about 15 to 16 years now. And so if you are familiar with the show, you'll know that I do bring on a lot of people that I love to talk to that are healers or people that do a really amazing work for others and on people's properties and different things. And so it's kind of neat to be able to actually speak to everyone tonight about the things that I do and the things that I help people with. So I have a feeling that we're going to be doing this type of format at least once a month. And I think the first Monday, because I'm always here on Mondays, unless someone's dry or we have a little bit of a vacation. But Monday is the show. So what I would like to ask from those of you that are listening, if you would like this format and you like what we're going to do tonight, then please, I would like for you to take this email down, merluck63@gmail.com. I will say it again at the end when I am completed with our session on this phone. I'm on my phone. When we're complete with this show, let's say, I will give you the email again. And what I'd like for you to do is to write in a question if you have one. If you are in pain, or if you have something that has been bugging you or bothering you and you don't know what to do with about it, or you've gone to the doctor and the doctor is not able to help you, or they're not giving you the right medicine, or the pain that you're experiencing is just too much, and how can you get relief from that? That is what I would like for you to send me in an email, a short one, and then I can read these emails on the first Monday of every month. Okay, so with that said, I want to go ahead and also thank the people that this was very short notice, and I'm really happy I actually got four questions. So that is a really, I think that's really great. I'm really excited about that. So being a pain specialist or a pain therapist, I have been dealing with excruciating pain from people having to deal with the people that have pain. So that also comes from the fact that I have experienced my own pain. I was in two back-to-back near-death car crashes, 3.5 months apart, that both times I should have died, literally. I have mentioned this on several of the programs that I have done and several interviews that I have done on other shows. So I am no stranger to pain, and I am living proof that you can get past pain and you can have a great life because basically I didn't think I would ever walk again, but I definitely can walk and I can just do anything I want. So the reason I can do all of these things is because of the therapy that I use on other people. I was taught from the doctor that helped me. And so that became my journey, was to help people to help themselves, helping people to help themselves. And that's really important because sometimes we cannot go to a doctor. Sometimes, especially now, we have to wait 3 months before we can actually get into a doctor's appointment. And that means that you're at the mercy of just waiting, waiting and waiting and waiting. And there's nothing you can do except for wait. Well, that is not really a great, it's not a great alternative. And it didn't work for me. I didn't have a lot of money at the time. And I certainly couldn't afford specialists, or I was in the natural health field going into that. And a lot of those are pay out of pocket. So I think it's really a blessing what happened to me, even though it was horrible, all the things that happened. But the blessing was that through these things that I learned or that happened to me, then I was able through these last 15 years, almost 16 years, to be able to teach and give these techniques or these teachings or help people with the things that I have learned. Okay, so I think I've basically said enough about me at this time. So I definitely want to thank Web Radio Network for having us having the show on. And usually when I would do some sort of meditation, I do not use music. So just I'm just kind of giving you a heads up because I don't need music. Yeah, it's very nice to have soothing music and all that. But let's say, for instance, when we get to do our, when we start with the meditation, which we'll do that at the very end. But here's why I'm going to tell you ahead of time that I'm not going, you're not going to be hearing music. Let's say, for instance, you could be anywhere. You could be anywhere. You could be walking in a grocery store. Oh, there's a big thunder. You could be walking in a grocery store and throw your back out, and you can barely make it out of the door, and you have to sit in your car, and you've got a back spasm. Okay, let's say, you're not thinking about, let me have some soothing music, please. No, what you need to be able to do is to really breathe and go into a type of calmness so you can do these techniques and work through the pain that you're experiencing. And as I'm talking, I'm looking out the window and it looks like my tree is about to blow away. So I hope we can make it through the whole show. And I hope my trees don't blow away. Okay, very interesting. Okay, so that's why you're not going to hear this That's why you won't hear music, because I would like for people to learn how to go within themselves. So I'm going to begin right now, going into a space, and I would like everybody to be in that space with me. So I don't know if you heard that thunder. Okay. So I'm asking the part of myself that knows how to do this to hold hands with divine creator, creator of all things, and the God that beats my heart. And I'm requesting to bring in divine light into my space and into the hearts and minds of all those that are listening at this time. And I'm requesting to know, am I ready to answer these questions? Yes or no? And I got a yes. The first question that I got, and this one, this is a, there seems like a lot of people, a few people asked about head and eye pain and different things like that, which is perfect because what I want to do with the meditation is to help clear migraines. And also, if you've got what is I like to call a monkey mind, always thinking, always never stopping, anxiety in the mind. That's what I want to do with our meditation. The first question, though, that I'm going to answer is this. I saw your post about you doing a meditation. I have never been good at that. I hope to catch the show later. Very interesting. It's raining and storming like this. Okay. So that's really an interesting question. That's really an interesting thought because, even the word meditation, we always kind of think of that like that. It almost puts you a little bit of stress when you say the word meditation, but I specifically used that word when I was talking about it in my promotion because I think of it as a meditative state of mind. I do know that the word meditation is also about prayer. And I think that the word meditation does not have to always, sometimes people think of the word meditation as, from India teachings, we have to meditate, we have to do yoga, things like that, which is perfectly fine. But what I would like people to understand about the word meditation is that truly it's about stillness. Meditation equals stillness, and stillness equals clarity and clearing. Add breathing to that, and you've got a perfect, perfect beginning to meditation. So that's a little bit of the answer to that particular thought that the person had sent to me. Because when we begin the meditation, the prayer, then you will understand the concepts of what I will be doing and using and saying within the words. Okay, I'm going to need a little light here to look at the other one starting to get dark in here all of a sudden. Okay, here it is. My mom is suffering from migraines. And how can she get rid of those? Okay, so migraines, there's a lot of pressure going on. So I'm being a cranial sacral specialist for all these years, working for a doctor, work it was a holistic dental practice where I was the head of that whole department for many, many, many years. So it is about working with the cranial bones and releasing those. It's also about releasing any type of pressure that we have in the skull, because a lot of times the migraines are literally caused from pressure. They can also be caused from sinus issues. You know what else? They can be caused from medicines and medications, all types of things like that. Sometimes they can be caused by unwanted energies. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Unwanted energies. So I won't be able to show anyone the techniques that I would suggest or use on a person, because we're doing an audio recording here, or we're doing an audio show. I do have on my YouTube, if you go to my channel and follow me, that would be great. You will find, if you scroll down, you will find a lot of my therapy videos and YouTube videos. And I show people the techniques that I would use for opening up things in the skull and giving and releasing that pressure that's in the skull and the head, causing a lot of headaches. So one thing I would suggest to a person that is having migraines is also to, you must check with your doctor to find out, or, and you can do this yourself, but look and find out if you are taking any medications. And believe me, I know there's a lot of people that do not be caused by certain medications. They give us a huge amount of paperwork and they give you these pills or these things. And if you don't research it yourself, they're not really going to tell you what the side effects are. So it is to my understanding that a lot of side effects happen from different medications, especially where migraines are concerned. Now, migraines can keep a person out of the loop for hours, for minutes, sometimes for days. They have to be in dark spots. They have to stay in dark places. It's really hard on people that have migraines. So one of the reasons I chose that today, chose to do a meditation about migraines and about healing the skull and the head, focusing on that, is because this week I have my general practice at Dove Mountain Chiropractic and Massage, where I have my private practice in Arizona, and I have had a great deal of great many people coming in this week in particular, or last week, let's say, because of the heat right now. It's increased people's headache and head pressure, and it's made people very tired. But there was an increase in headaches due to the heat. Now, right now we're having a monsoon season, so if you add up some of the winds blowing and the dust blowing, that can also cause headaches and a lot of sinus pressure. So when we get to our meditation, that will be something that when we do this, we will be working on clearing this area up and clearing these up. When you listen to this meditation, you are we will begin, we will put this into the, into the wavelengths, and you will be in tune with the meditation. You will be in tune with it. So when you come back, if you want to come back and re-listen to it, you will go right back into the place where you are at this moment, or in the moments ahead when we begin the meditation. So you can enjoy this at any time and just, go right back to it and keep it into your programming. So if you need to have a release or relief of something like this at, in the future, you can use this meditation for that. All right, it's starting to pour outside and I'm going to keep going. Let's see, it says, what can you do if, okay, what can you do if you have sinus pressure? And okay, what can you do if you have a great deal of sinus pressure? She has a tremendous pain within her eyes, and she would like to know what to do about that. Again, I'm not going to be able to show you guys anything, but I will make some special videos in the upcoming week. I will try to make some of these, some videos that will be easy for people to see, and I'll put them on my YouTube channel. But one of the things that you can easily do to release eye pressure and sinus pressure is to gently tap around the sinus areas, so the lines where the sinus run. So that's the orbit of the eye, so above the eyes and below the eyes along the cheekbone. So even though you're not seeing me, let's just do that ourselves, okay? So let's just take your fingers on, let's use your right hand and do your right eye. and go with me. I'm just tapping above my right eye, on like where my eyelash, not my eyelash, my eyebrow, where my eyebrow is. And I'm going along that, and I'm going to the side of my skull and to my ear. And I'm just tapping, gently tapping, nothing too hard, just gently tapping. And then let's do underneath. So I'm going to go underneath my eye, where the bone is on the cheekbone. And then I'm going to tap slowly, tap, 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 and tap all the way back to my ear. So you do that on the right side and you do that on the left side. And then you'll take both hands and you'll work that together. And you can gently do that onto both sides of the eyes, above and below. And you can also do tapping in between the nasal bones where the eyebrows are, and gently do some pressure techniques right there along the eyebrow. Again, I will make a video and show what I'm talking about in that video this week. So feel free to check out my YouTube channel, and you will find that coming up hopefully within a few days. So another thing that a person can do for the sinuses at this time is to think about, instead of always using a sinus medication, a long-term really great thing to do, and it actually worked for me, is to buy local honey. There was a time in my life where I never had sinus problems until I moved to Marana. And when I moved here a long, long time ago, then I left, and then I came back again 8 years ago. But it was very interesting because both times, all of a sudden, I experienced what is called, sinus issues. And so the first time I was here, I'd heard about local honey and to use that, but I didn't. And then the next time was when I moved here, we did start buying the local honey. And the first year was really bad, but the second year, my body had consumed the honey, and I really don't react to the sinuses, the issues anymore. And apparently, I have a allergic reaction to cotton. When the cotton farmers, which we have cotton farmers a lot here around here, when they harvest the cotton, that is when I get these terrible issues. So right now, I never hardly experience any of it because I do the local honey. So that is one tip that I really can suggest that is great. And while I'm talking about that, let's just say we all need to read up and study and be aware of the situation with honeybees and the bees in general. If you do not know about the bees and the problem that we are facing in this world about losing our bees, then it's really important for you to do some research on that. And remember, every time you see a bee, you don't need to kill it, just send it love because they need it. Yes, if it's one of the bad bees, the bees that are scary, the killer bees or whatever, and they're very aggravating. Yes, I understand that totally. And we've had to deal with some of those out here on our little ranch. So, but most bees, I'm out there with them all the time, and they're just nice. So I really don't have a lot of issues with the bees. But it's just something to think about if you've never ever even heard about it. Okay, so I have one question that came in just a little while ago. Now, this question, we're going to delve a little bit deeper. So what I want to do is I'm going to have to ask myself to really kind of get into that space. So I'm going to just kind of step out of this space with everyone right now, and I'm going to ask again. I'm going to do an asking of this. I'm asking the part of myself that knows how to do this to hold hands with divine creator, creator of all things, God that beats my heart. I'm asking to hold hands with Jesus, Holy Spirit. I'm asking to bring in universal law enforcement, and I'm asking to hold hands in a circle and bring in the divine light. Am I able to ask a question? for the person that asked about her job. And I got a yes. So the question is, should I take the new job that I was asked today? She was, let me see if I have the right words. Should I take this job that I was offered today? I got Alyssa, let's go ahead and wait. So should she take this job that she was offered today? Yes or no? I'm getting a yes. So if you're listening out there, which I think you are, the answer I immediately got was yes. So I'm going to go a little bit more into that, and I'm going to ask if we could, since I believe she is listening. It's probably raining where she's listening it as well. I don't know, maybe not. We are in different areas in the same area. So we're asking if the is the job, oh, and by the way, if anybody would like to understand this, I am connected to God. My source is God. I put Jesus in there. I put in my Holy Spirit. I ask to be connected to God. I have what I call my spirit, which is connected to God. I believe we all have this, and I believe that we have, if we do everything with the highest intention connected to God and not from just our ego self, and we do the correct things, I believe that we are free to ask questions and to help others. And so I'm asking, is this job for the highest and best for her at this time? Yes. And I'm just wondering, I'm asking, would it be, is this a full-time job? Would this be a full-time job for her? So on that one, I got a yes, but then I felt a swerve midway into my being where it's almost like it's an option. There's something like there could be an optional, there's something interesting about that. So, but the she only gave me the one question. So I believe that what I will do is just go with, I can talk to her at a later date if there's any other questions. I believe I'm seeing her later this week in a session. So we'll just stick with that one answer, which we did get for her. And that's what I'd love to do. I love to help people to clear, there's a commercial I did. Clear the cobwebs. I believe that our mind chatter and this and unwanted energies and all kind of things, I believe that it's like cobwebs. But once we get that the cobwebs cleared away, we can get the clear answers. And not only that, but we can become the person that is so clear that you can actually hear the answers yourself. So you don't have to ask, you don't have to call people or ask, what should I do? What should I do? Because you become so clear that you can answer your own questions. You can be the one that you are able to connect to God, to source with, and get those clear answers. To me, isn't that the most amazing thing to be able to get your life into a space where you're the clear one? You're the one connected so clearly that you know you're making the right choices. I think that is so very important in life. We can get so messed up by everything, by listening to a bunch of chatter over here, by listening to people that I don't even know what they're talking about, but we get so bogged down in their energy that we can't see ourselves clear. Or let's talk about emotional aspects of others. So I know for a fact that even people on the other side can still be communicating with us and causing us to have emotional issues, or we don't even know that they're there and they've connected into us and caused us to have emotional issues, emotional baggage. So it's really important to work on this next part. Ta-da, ta-da! We are going into the meditation. Right now, it's a huge storm outside, and it's so bizarre to be in this cabin, and I'm like ignoring the whole thing, but it's like I see it out there. It's really awesome. I think this energy is perfect for this. So I've got like this high frequency storm energy, wind blowing outside. So you know what? The elements, they really can create a huge amount of positive vibrational frequencies. They really can. So right now I'm going to use the storm energy. I'm calling upon this amazing storm energy right now because we live in the desert. This storm is a blessing. This storm is a blessing. So I'm using this amazing energy that we've got right here, and I am asking to send it out to every single person that is listening right now, every single person that will listen in the future. Whenever it is, I'm asking that this energy be so high vibe that it really helps everyone. So what I would like, if you're still with me, I don't know if you are or not, but those that are, I don't want you to get all comfy. I don't want you to go lay down and normally I would say in a session, get comfortable, let's do this, you know, let's be comfortable. But remember what I was talking about earlier, like let's say you're in the grocery store and all of a sudden you pulled your back and then you've got to get into the car, you've got a backache, et cetera, et cetera, and you're in a lot of pain. Well, you don't really have the luxury of going to lay down and meditate in a nice, easy place, do you? No, you don't. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to work on that. We're going to work on how to breathe and how to begin to being an open, clear vessel for yourself, for God, for the body and all that it is, to release that pain. Here we go. So again, I will say these words one more time. I'm asking the part of myself that knows how to do this to hold hands with divine creator, creator of all things, and the God that beats my heart, bringing in Jesus and Holy Spirit. I'm asking to bring in divine light, God's light, Father Sky, through this rain here in Arizona. Bring in the light, bring in God's light through my top skull, which we can call the crown chakra. You do not have to use the word chakra. That is a word from India. It describes vortex. We can also call it an energy circle, an energy vortex, because that's exactly what it is. It is a circle. The circle goes around and around and around. And if there is a block, if there is static, it's just like any type of a current. If there's things that are restricted within the physical or the spiritual or the energetic, this is what this type of work with the breathing and the light will help to do to release that. So here we go. We're bringing in that light, everyone. And I'm asking to tune into every single person in this that's listening, and we're going to bring that light in. And we're asking for the light and the energy to be calming light. We're asking for that energy to be refreshing, regenerating. We're asking to raise the frequency to regeneration, to clarity, to the highest frequency of divine creator. And we're going to expand that light out away from the head now. We're going to expand from the physical out around the body, which is still at the higher part of the skull. But let's say we're out about 2 feet away, and we're bringing this light like a cone over you, like a spotlight. You're in the spotlight. And we're bringing this light around and around and around and around and around and around. Okay, so right now I just felt a change in energy where it rises up and down and up and down. So I've connected into that. And that's something you could do too. Everyone senses this differently. You may feel a different vibrational frequency than I do. You may feel pulsating. I may feel an intensity. It's always different for everyone. So I'm asking for that light to go all the way down through the body, past the body, and under the body, bringing everything within the body, like in the light, down to Blessed Mother Earth. Everything is going to be light driven into Blessed Mother Earth. And I say Blessed Mother Earth because if you don't say Blessed Mother Earth and you do not know what you're doing and or who you're talking to, if you just call it the earth, there are plenty of energies in the earth that are not blessed. So always make sure you are very clear and say the correct word as a blessed Mother Earth. And I'm asking Blessed Mother Earth, could you please bring up your divine light, your energy, your green healing energy? Every time I work with Blessed Mother Earth, I always see a beautiful green energy. Now, there's always different colors that come through as we release things, but I always see a really beautiful green. It's always that way. And so I know that that is a healing light coming up from Blessed Mother Earth. So I'm asking for that green healing energy light to rise through the earth, through me, through my feet, and all the way up, going up to Father Sky. So right now we ask to continue both. I ask for Father Sky light to go into Blessed Mother Earth and Blessed Mother Earth light to come up through into Father Sky. Now I feel that very, very well. I'm starting to feel calm. I feel like I'm in a good space. So I'm also going to ask if there's anything within the crown chakra, the third eye. And I do believe that we have a third eye. We have God's eye. We have the eyes. We have the sight. I believe that we have the throat chakra. We have all these energies within us through the body. And there are seven. That are very particular. And then there's the hands and the feet. We have those. And then there's multiples. There's just so many all over the body. There's so many ways and energy vortexes through the body. But we want to keep them all in this session. We're only going to focus on the ones that we're discussing now, which I'm going to focus on working on the top of the body for the skull, for the head, for the eyes, for the ears, for the nose, for everything within the cranium. So we've got Father Sky down to Blessed Mother Earth and Blessed Mother Earth coming up to Father Sky. Take a deep breath and breathe out. This time when you take a deep breath, I would like for you to really breathe and expand in through with the air and really expand your chest out, expand into your body. Ready? Here we go. Breathe in. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. And now release out and blow out your air. Really good. Blow it out. One more time, deep breath. Hold your breath. And breathe out. Good. I'm asking for a divine gold light to come through what I would call the third eye. So that's in between our eyes, forehead. But it doesn't have to just go in that one little pinpoint place. We're just bringing it in through the eyes. And I'm asking for that light to go through the eyes and out the other side. Not just to stay in where the eyes are, but to go out the back. So the back opens and lets everything out. Like a clear light going straight through. And you are spirit. You are all spirit. And God, with God, all things are possible. So light can go right through any physical matter that we have. It's just the truth. Energy can go through everything. Everything is made of energy. So we're bringing this light through, a gold light, divine light, and it goes through the eyes. And let's think about that. How do we relax, and how does that happen? How can we do that? Well, let's do something different. Let's take that light and bring it through. Let's start with the eyes, go make a circle up above the head, and then go make a circle into the back of the head and around through the eyes. So now, instead of having a circle going around, like around ear to ear, we're going to go around through the eyes, through the back of the skull, through the eyes, through the back of the skull, up around through the eyes, go above the forehead, around to the back of the head, and through the skull, and keep going around and around and around. And if you can't do it today, you will be able to do it eventually. You just have to practice. And the main thing about this is just believe. Like, I'm so serious. Like, we are made of oxygen. We are made of air. So what you're working with is your mind's energy to cause these things to zip through. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Okay, so we're going to keep going. I can feel that. I'm sending in the light. Now I'm sensing a great deal of purple right now in my eyes, which is purple is a wonderful healing color, and that's the perfect color for right up there at this time. I can't remember right now the exact colors, but I'm pretty sure purple is the second one. But I'm not, I just can't see. I know the gold is white. There's white and gold and purple, I think, in the top, but I'm not for sure exactly, but I know I'm seeing a lot of purple right now. Okay, so if I were to have a migraine, with what we're doing right now, we are working on removing the resistance of a frequency that causes inflammation within the physical being. Let's say that again. We're working on a frequency that is causing restrictions and inflammation within the physical being. Do you understand that? A frequency comes out and is recreated in static and inflammation and all these type of things in physical form and physical matter. Well, we are taking an energy, God's energy, and we are creating an energy that will travel through this other frequency, which is the frequency of inflammation, the frequency of restriction. But in those frequencies, there is no solid wall. There's no solid rock wall that you cannot penetrate. We are dealing with frequencies, whether it be in the fluid frequency or physical matter frequency, it is all frequency, and the light will go through that which is frequency. So we're asking for everyone that is listening and will listen in the future. We're asking for the stillness to begin. We're asking for cleansing and blessing and healing of all atoms, molecules, all the water, all the cells in the body. We're asking to bring in divine healing light into each and every cell, atom, molecule, anything and everything that makes up the human bodies, these people that are listening. We ask to cleanse and bless and heal every piece of them, their emotional body, their physical body, their spiritual body. We ask to remove at this time any harmful, unwanted, detrimental, disrespectful energies that could be causing any issues or problems within the physical being. And we're not going to focus on anything but the crown chakra today, and the face and the head and the I don't want to go into all the rest of them, because I want to stay focused on this one for this particular show. If we take on too much and we talk about too much, it can tend to get it can be too much. We need to start small. We need to smart start in one place, and this is the place we're starting. So I'm asking for everyone that's listening, including myself, to feel the blessings of releasing, and releasing any restrictions that are happening within the physical bones. I'm asking for the bones in the nasal bones to release on the right side and on the left side. Just release, 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 release. And release any type of restrictions within the nasal bones if there's sinus pressure. I'm asking for the body to release that sinus pressure. I'm asking for that to dissolve. I'm asking for that to dissolve and go off into the other places of the body and leave and release as an energy. And anything that is releasing as an energetic form, I'm asking for that to go and be placed in God's hands. And anything that is releasing, I'm also asking to be for that space in the body to be filled with the core light being, the core light that you are. If there's restrictions, keeping that core light from being the highest frequency connected to God, then there's a diminished light. But when it is released and removed and allowed to travel and release out of the body as a restriction, then the core light being can light back up and fill back up. Let's continue with I keep seeing the violet purple, so I'm going to ask that the violet purple light come through the throat chakra, the throat center, of violet light coming through the front of my throat and traveling again completely out to the back of my neck. There's slight restriction for me back there, so I'm asking to expand that light to where it's not just in my throat, but to go around the whole body, just to go through that whole area with divine light, a violet light, to where it's not just my face or my neck. It's like coming through like a wave through me, and I ask for that wave to go through all that are listening. A nice healing violet wave of light to release, release, release any restrictions in the energy fields and to go through the body. And now to come back through again the opposite way to where now you'll feel light coming through back and through your face, through your eyes, releasing anything that is stuck, anything that is swollen, any type of things like that that are that you where you feel stuffy, release, release, release. Let this body be at peace. Now bring that violet light up through the throat and up through the face and through inside the skull and up through the crown of the head, going directly to divine creator. Bringing in a white light, divine gold light, and white light together, mixed together, bringing through the body, the whole complete body, all the way and surrounding it again, placing it and connecting it into Blessed Mother Earth. And Blessed Mother Earth energy again coming up and releasing and recharging, replenishing, renurturing, nurturing the body, bringing it up and giving that all to divine creator. I'm asking to cleanse and bless and heal everyone's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chakras. We can call them energy vortexes connected to God. We ask for all of them to be healed. We are focusing on the top ones at this time for this particular show, but I'm asking for all of them to be healed, including the ones on the right hand, the left hand, the right foot, the left foot, cleansing, blessing, and healing. Take a deep breath. Really deep breath and release. I feel very still myself. I feel very calm. I feel as if I will ask, though, instead of going with my feelings. Is this, did I do enough of this particular cleansing, healing work with the first chakra, second, third chakra? No, not the first, but that's the sorry about that. I'm thinking of just the head itself being first, but it's not. So Anyway, did I am I doing the correct thing? Is this all we need to do in this session? I got a yes on that. So basically, what most people would say is the first chakra is the root chakra. So we'd start from root chakra going up, and the crown chakra would be the seventh chakra. So we literally were working not with the first, but the seventh. And so the sixth and the fifth, so the fifth, sixth, and seventh. One tool that I can, some tools that I can say that are really, really great. Now I say them as tools because I believe that God gives us many things to use. I believe that everything that God has made for us is, it can be used as something really good. One of the, my favorite stones that I love to use is tourmaline. Another one is aquamarine, and selenite. So those in particular you can use if you are having a lot of, if you're having depression. Not so much the aquamarine, but the selenite and tiger's eye and shungite and tourmaline, black tourmaline. Those are really great if you're dealing with some depression. Tiger's eye for me, it just really works well with calming me and getting me into a really great place. There's a story where what happened to me. Well, there's so many stories. I don't even think I'll go into them right now, but maybe for another time. But just trust me that those are really good. There, it has become part of my life the last 2 years, maybe going on three now. I don't even know. Where before those were my tools, those were the things I used. Those were my highest connection. Those were really important to me and to the clients and patients that I worked on. But after being having a deliverance, three deliverances, and all these different things that have happened on our property and to our to my family and to my personal self, I really went on a journey about God and Jesus, and it is phenomenal what happened to us. It's phenomenal to me what happened to me, and not using any of those tools, but just God. And so it's really been my quest, this new one, to really just not use tools or not use things that that weren't exactly, you know, I really want to just go to source. And that's what I have been doing. And I've little by little have let myself back into allowing these the tools to come back. And I believe now I think that, you know, having done both all three ways, I feel as if it's really important to try things and to know that you have the source connection with you at all times. You really do. And it's really important in a meditation or these states to just to know that, like, God is here with us. You may not want to say God, but I'm going to say God is with us in a connection. So while we're here in this meditative state, we're asking again for that highest connection to cleanse and bless us and to keep us clear and to remove any and all pain that we're having. And I ask this to begin now. Do not stop till it's complete, and nothing or no one can stop this or break this. Is this in process? I got a yes. All right, so I'm asking to go ahead and release us all from this session. I'm asking to release my energy from every one of you and your energy to disconnect from me. I'm asking to be cleansed and blessed with divine light, bringing the divine light into me, cleansing me and taking me into blessed Mother Earth and back up to divine light, divine God. And I'm asking the same for everyone listening. I'm asking for the light of God to release my energy from all of you, but to bring in that divine light of God into all of you and connect you into blessed Mother Earth and then back up to Father Sky, divine creator. Take a deep breath. All right. So, as we as we're ending this session, you're going to want to if you participated to drink a lot of water and you know, at least a glass of water. And then a really great thing to do is do an Epsom salt bath after any type of sessions or cleansings if you can. I think they're very, very healing. And we'll go into more on that at another time too, but I'm just going to offer that up for everyone at this time. So a little bit else, a little bit more information. You can find a lot of the different things that I do on my website, MercedesLuckyBenedict.com. You can also find everything that I do on YouTube. And there was something in particular. Oh yeah. I do a lot of fasting. And that's one thing I believe is really important for everyone is to look into some intermittent fasting or at least fast every so often. It's really great to do research on it. I do have a show, a little bits of shows or self-help tips on my YouTube called Fasting Friends. And I'm really honored, but I was just on an amazing show called Intermittent Fasting Success Stories with Kayla Cox. And that is on 6 Miles to Supper. If you have not heard of her, it's a really great show. She's wonderful. And she's really helped me a lot with intermittent fasting and removing diabetes too from my body and my insulin resistance by using fasting techniques. So it's really an honor to get to be on this particular show. It's a special show that only, it's just a special show that I got to be on. So it's really great. I'm excited about that. Also every first Sunday of the month, my husband and I do Fasting for America. So if you live in America and you'd like to know more about Fasting for America, even if you don't live in America, either way, it's about fasting and giving thanks for wherever you're at. For us, we live in America. And so to me, it's like honoring our countries, humbling ourselves before God. And it's giving up something. It's giving up food and solid foods for that day and to allow that to be, like an offering to God in hopes for whatever, just to humble ourselves before God. All right. So I think that probably the show is about to come to a close. I have no idea what time it is, but just feels like it's about the right time. And I do want to thank everyone for participating. If you did participate in this special show tonight, and I hope that I helped, even if it's in a little way. I hope I did. And if you have any questions or you would like to participate in the next healing time session, healing time here with us on the Mercedes Lucky Benedict show, then you can email me again at all lowercase MERLUCK 63 at gmail.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, so you can friend me on Facebook and message me that way. And you can friend me or however it works on YouTube. I am trying to build all of my things up, so I really appreciate anybody that's trying to follow or, participate with us as we, are on this journey. Because we're all on the journey together. And if I can help in any way, that's what I'm here to do. All right. Also, let's see. I think I did actually have a really great thing last week where I put out my hometown, America, with the mayor of Marana. And it's just a wonderful show. We're working to get it on Amazon Prime right now. I'm hoping in a day, hopefully by tomorrow, it might actually be on there. But right now it is on Vimeo and YouTube. And I would love for you all to watch it. It's 30 minutes long, and it'll talks about Marana and the mayor and his life growing up here. And it's just really good. It's a good vibe show. I feel like God really is working with me on creating the documentaries Sacred Land, Arizona, and Shadows of the Desert, which we'll all be talking about. All of these are about the situation in the land that we live on. I will also be participating in the Tucson Paracon August 19th. And if you listen to Becky McKitty Guidus' person here on Web Radio Network. She's with the Tucson Ghost Society. That is her paracon, and so I will be a guest speaker in that. All right. I wish everybody a beautiful night, and I hope that this helped. And if you have any other questions or issues that you would like me to help with in the next series of these healing shows, then again, feel free to email me or reach out to me in the ways I mentioned here. Because the next time I come on, we will pick a different area of the body and we'll do the same thing and we'll ask questions and we'll go through this exactly similar to what we did tonight. Another thing I would like to do is also to bring on some people where we're talking and doing the healing sessions on live stream, where we work together on live stream healing, working remote view from here, wherever you're at. So if anyone's interested in that and participating in that, please email me. I think that would be really an interesting show and it would help people. All right. God bless everyone. Again, thank you to Web Radio Network and thanks to Livestream on Spreaker and everywhere, all the sponsors of this show and the Web Radio Network and Stan Fikes, the producer. And thank you, everyone. God bless. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, streaming live on Spreaker and the Web Radio Network. This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube. Please enjoy my music.
Every time that I've ever been knocked down, every time that I've ever gotten back up to face another round, I let go of my fear and put my pride down. I'm building my castle in heaven, climbing over mountains with the lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every challenge, every mistake, every time that I choose faith, I grow strong. I keep moving on and on and on. And I'm building my castle in heaven, I'm climbing over mountains of lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every moment, every day, every word that you say, every step along your way, every turn that you make a mistake. Every good deed that you do, each time that you win, each time that you lose, each time that you walk, you walk in another's shoes. For it is on this earth where we grow strong, when we learn to forgive and we right our wrong.